True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick Sirianni on opening night in the NFL, and he didn't even know. Wiggy had no idea that it's banner night.
I like
that approach.
Yep.
I like that. Very difficult to repeat.
Uh-huh.
The NFL, I believe only 9 teams have done it. One of them, your New England Patriots, so...
I mean, does he not watch football? Don't they generally do banner night for the team that won the Super Bowl the following season?
Normally they do, yes.
Maybe he's focused. They're a team that I think people will probably have them right back in the Super Bowl. Sean, you have Jalen Hurts as your MVP, right?
That's correct. I also have the Eagles in the Super Bowl just losing this
right.
time.
So,
to the Buffalo Bills.
That is correct.
That would actually be a great Super Bowl. Fan-wise, I think. Like, those are two just insane fan bases. For the NFL, that would be an unbelievable Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I would hate it, but it would be a good one.
I would like Eagles-Baltimore, too, would be a good one, because
I hate Baltimore. I hate Baltimore. Like, Baltimore is probably my least favorite team.
Well,
I think that their fans are just the douchiest.
Oh,
I do, yeah.
But you like Eagles fans?
I didn't say I liked Eagles fans. I would choose Eagles fans over Baltimore fans.
What did they do to you?
Right. I don't know. I've got some cousins that live there.
It's a family thing.
I'm with Courtney, too. The only time I ever took the train from South Station was the AFC title game the Patriots lost at home in 2012 to the Ravens. And I saw Ravens fans punching people. I got splattered with blood. Ugh. They were insane. And Michael Phelps is the king douche of their fans. He's never watched a football game in his life, and he shows up right when they win the AFC Championship at Gillette. But other than that, they're lovely.
I think I would take Baltimore fans over Eagles fans. Because Eagles fans are like, ugh.
I feel like Eagles fans are like, you think they're the worst, and so you have a little bit less of a jaded view against them.
I can't stand Gilly the Kid. Because he's a number one douche Eagles fan. And, like, that's how they all are. And it's just, you know, but I get it. They're winning. So I guess you can, you know, boast and brag all you want. Yeah, you're right about that. It was. So I guess maybe my hatred is towards the fans because I'm jealous of their success.
But does anybody change the way they view Sirianni? I don't. Like, it's so rare for a team to win a championship and the coach not to get elevated. But, like, I don't feel like Nick Sirianni is viewed as a great coach in the NFL.
No, he's definitely not.
Yeah.
I think he benefits from having a tremendous roster, arguably the best GM in football, the best running back. Like, that roster is insane.
Well, who do you have as your top five head coaches currently coaching right now?
Sean McVay is, I would say, almost a lock at number one.
But why? Is that because of his play calling ability?
Everything. Like, he constantly wins. He finds a way to win with scrubs on defense. He finds a way to win with Matt Stafford, Jared Goff.
Scrubs on defense? When have they had Aaron Donald for 10 years? I mean, what are you talking about?
There's more guys on defense.
Brian Young. They have Jared Verse.
Yeah, now they do.
When they won a Super Bowl, they were loaded on defense.
No, they weren't.
Okay, you got the best defensive lineman and arguably at that time one of the top corners, and you don't have a good defense.
Jalen Ramsey was not that good with the Rams.
Sean,
Wiggy.
Like, listen, this is like your Metallica take.
Okay. What coach do you have better than Sean McVay?
Greg asked the question on if,
top five.
Yeah, if you don't think Nick Sirianni's a good coach,
I'm not trying to say who do you think is better?
John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean McVay.
Andy Reid, definitely.
Kyle Shanahan.
Okay, Andy Reid. What has Harbaugh won?
John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl.
He literally won with Joe Flacco.
All right, so it's been a while. All right, so Nick Sirianni won one.
Right. Who would you hire if you could choose between those two?
I mean, I'd probably hire Harbaugh.
So what are we arguing about?
I don't understand why you're arguing.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think there are good coaches. I think it's I think coaches are made up of their team and their personnel.
I would say not since Brian Billick has a coach won a Super Bowl and not changed the way he is viewed nationally, like Sirianni. Because everybody saw that team. It was all defense. It was all Ray Lewis. It was this unbelievable collection of defensive superstars. Whereas you look at a guy like Pete Carroll when he wins. You look at Tony Dungy
when
he wins.
But every coach that wins has superstars. So like
and that's why I'm saying it's rare for a guy like Sirianni to win and not change how he is perceived as a coach nationally. It's unique. Mm-hmm. Just like Brian Billick, when McVay won, it was huge. As I went, you go through the list of the coaches that finally win. Cowher finally wins. Tomlin has a Super Bowl. They're all elevated, whereas Sirianni still looks like a punchline.
Yeah, and I think that's more personality,
Sean Payton on your list, Sean?
Definitely better coach.
Absolutely a better coach than Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I think it's more Nick Sirianni's personality and some of the things that he said. And I'm not saying he's a great coach, but I just think that all coaches nowadays have to have superstars around their roster, right? You whether you want to talk about Andy Reid has the best quarterback in the NFL right now, Patrick Mahomes. How does Andy Reid look if he's coaching the Cleveland Browns, right?
He made the playoffs with Alex Smith.
Alex
Smith coming from San Francisco was a good quarterback.
Andy Reid's never been bad. McNabb or Alex Smith.
McNabb was during his time, when McNabb was at the peak of his performance, McNabb was considered a top five quarterback in the NFL. Right?
Also, Bill beat Andy Reid in a Super Bowl.
Right.
Check.
All I'm saying is that, listen.
Bill never beat Andy Reid in a Super Bowl. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, he did. The third one, that's right.
All I'm saying is that.
In Jacksonville.
He also lost to Doug Peterson. So, I mean.
That's true.
That you could say, like.
And Sonny Dykes.
You could say what you want about Sirianni, and he's a goofball and says some crazy things, but I think that a lot of these coaches, you have to have studs around you, and that's where they're able to accomplish. Show me a guy who can do it without the best roster.
Yeah, Wiggy, I don't think we're disagreeing that having a tremendous roster is vastly more important than the coach, but there are there's still a way to judge coaches,
right.
and some coaches are much better than others.
And I think some of these coaches continue to get a pass for what they did a long time. Like Harbaugh, he gets a pass for what he did when he won a Super Bowl. What year was that, 2000 and?
It was when the power went out.
12.
Yeah, whatever it was.
You're saying that would be like having Pete Carroll in your top five currently.
Yeah, it's here's a guy that won a Super Bowl a long time ago.
But I think Kevin O'Connell's a better coach than Nick Sirianni. Kevin O'Connell hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, but I still think he's a better coach.
I agree with you. I like him in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
I like him in Minnesota.
Especially if J.J. McCarthy's awesome. Right. I don't think Kevin O'Connell can do anything else to prove to everybody he's a great coach.
Like, that to me is showing that you're a good coach and he's just. And imagine if he had a guy like that at one of those quarterbacks that could do it. So I give Shanahan. I think Shanahan's a good coach, but he still has a lot of talent on that team, and that's why I think when you look at top five, it would be hard to say. I would probably put Sean Payton's up there.
I think Andy Reid has to be at the top of the list. You don't have him there? You have McVay over him?
I think right now Andy Reid is not. The offense for Kansas City, to be completely candid, has not been good for 2 years now. The only reason the offense is any good is because it's Patrick Mahomes. If that was any other quarterback, those Chiefs teams wouldn't be playoff teams. They wouldn't be. Patrick Mahomes is that good. So right now, I think Andy Reid has definitely fallen off. Still in the top five, but he's definitely fallen off from where he was, three, 4 years ago.
I know you have the Bills winning it, but do you have the Chiefs getting to the AFC Championship game?
No.
You do not?
Nope. I have them losing in the divisional round.
Okay.
So, I mean, I kind of...
That's going to be a blow to the dynasty, to the great dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, the first time Patrick Mahomes doesn't make it to an AFC championship game will be the first time. So, I mean, you know.
I think
they'll be all right.
I have to say, if the Chiefs don't make the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift performs, that will be so awesome. Watching Trav, like, gyrating on stage.
Both of them will be there. Both brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll be in a box, you know.
Yeah.
Supporting.
Halfway through, they're going to figure out that they were actually drinking non-alcoholic beers.
Oh, that was a cute story.
What a great story. I was dying.
That was a great story.
Well, that was nice.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it was fun.
If anybody else said that, you would turn the channel.
I mean, it didn't get me to click on the link, but, you know, it was a fine story.
What story is it?
Jason and Travis at the Cincinnati game, they were drinking non-alcoholic beers, and they didn't realize.
They didn't know it until Taylor told them.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done that, though? Gotten a non-alcoholic beer?
Have I ever ordered? Look at me.
No, by accident.
You know me very well.
No, by accident.
Somebody hands it to
you?
I don't drink beer.
Yeah. I mean, I probably would know the difference. Like, somebody handed me one.
I don't need the calories.
No, it's so much work to get the buzz.
God. Yeah.
Give me a shot.
I don't know. Beer's yummy. Right. I like it.
Exactly. I guess you'd have to like beer to drink non-alcoholic. You have to really like the taste of it.
Yeah.
And say, all right, but if somebody handed one to me, I wouldn't know the difference.
One of the few good things about being as social as I am, stopping drinking is stopping faking like I liked beer. Gross.
Well, you could be an IPA bragger like Shime.
Yeah. Ooh, that's hoppy.
I'm not a bragger. I just enjoy a good IPA every once in a while. Lately, though, I'm really into like the Kolsch's. You're really kind of European crisp beers. They're delightful.
Why did we do this?
The Helles.
See, he's
Let's
somebody.
Get back to Slowick.
Shime is somebody that would drink a non-alcoholic
beer. Yeah, if he was doing like dry.
I absolutely would not.
No, but if you were doing dry January and you just were itching for a beer. Like,
you like the taste.
First of all,
it.
I would never do dry January.
Right.
Quitters.
But I feel like you like the taste of beer, so you would be somebody that would be like, oh, okay.
No, because if I'm not going to drink beer to like actually enjoy the full extent of beer, then I would rather just have a soda. I'd rather have a nice crisp
when
Coke.
When we did dry January, Santo would drink like an Athletic every so often, and I tried them. They're not bad.
No, I'm good.
What's an Athletic? Is that a non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah, it's a non-alcoholic.
It tastes just like regular beer.
It does. It really does.
No, it doesn't.
Have you ever tried one?
It's like a mocktail.
No,
it doesn't taste anything like an alcoholic beverage.
I couldn't tell the difference.
But these people are convincing themselves. They're like,
I
had a great mocktail for $17.95 the other day.
I think
it tastes just like an old fashioned.
It was mojito adjacent.
Mojito forward.
Oh, Santo's a big beer guy too.
Santo will like a beer every so often, but he wouldn't get a mocktail. He would get an Athletic beer.
All right.
Probably gonna have to have a cold one when he's driving the lawnmower in the leafy suburb.
Sure will.
Right.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Who's gonna be mowing the lawn?
He will.
He will.
Yeah.
Are the chores gonna be divided? I mean, there's a lot to do with a new home.
Yeah, they'll be.
It's
divided.
Not like living in Southie in an apartment.
Yeah. I will be in charge of the vacuuming, the dishes.
I see.
Okay.
Making the bed, the
so you
washing
the
sheets.
You guys delineate on trad wife, trad husband lines.
Not really. Of. It's just like I enjoy washing dishes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy like washing the sheets.
What
and
about the lawn? Oh, so you
laundry.
Like the laundry.
I enjoy doing that.
I see.
And I enjoy vacuuming. I don't enjoy taking out the trash.
Right.
Well, it's a guy job.
Yep. Oh, so he's going to have to do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't enjoy mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You probably wouldn't mind, especially if you get like a zero turn lawnmower.
Right.
You're just sitting there riding.
Riding.
Scary
like,
Hampshire, good point. Shoveling, not for me.
Oh, you're not going to do the shoveling.
That's the interesting part because when the snow comes at like 2 in the morning, he has to clear it out. So that means he's going to have to be up at 2 a.m. to clear it out.
Yeah, he's a morning person. He'll be fine.
Oh, he's up at 2 a.m.?
No, but
all right.
He will for that.
All right. like cleaning the garage and stuff like that.
Probably him. Like a garage, probably I won't have much in that.
I see. Yeah.
Do you have a family snowblower or are you going to get a plow guy?
That's a great question. I don't know. I also asked about landscaping. Like, will we have somebody that comes and cuts the grass? Like my parents growing up, my dad never mowed the lawn.
How big is your grassy area?
Well, he did one time, but he did it Winnie the Pooh and the neighbors were complaining about it.
No.
How big is your grass area? Do you need a landscape?
Poor John Deere.
We have a good grassy area.
Okay, so you probably need a landscaper. Bougie. Weed whacking.
I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna have a flower garden?
We've talked already
or
about
a vegetable garden.
Well, we would like to do both.
Oh, wow.
Does Billerica, I'm sorry, does the town you're moving to have like a Groupon for that stuff?
That's a good question. Santo has a cousin who has a great nursery, so we will be going there to get like bushes and plants. And stuff
has
like
Santo that. Overcome how you shamed him about the flower purchase?
Oh, you know what's so funny, Curtis? He said yesterday, I'll finally be able to give you mums and you won't complain about them.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Full circle.
Whipped!
Yep.
It's expensive to do all that stuff.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, it's expensive. You start hiring people out to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's no trips for years for you two.
Just one.
Oh, that's right. No vacation.
Yeah.
By the way, Jones tweeted at us. They did this whole coaching thing yesterday, the Tier Tuesdays, or it was Wednesday yesterday, so they delayed it today because of Labor Day. But the best around coaches, they have Harbaugh, Reed, McVay, and Kevin O'Connell.
Which Harbaugh?
John.
Is that the Chargers one?
No.
See, I think the Chargers one is better than the Baltimore
Jim?
One.
You prefer Jim to
Yeah,
John.
I think Jim is better than, because look at Jim.
Why would you say that?
Because look what he's been able to do with the Chargers and turn around that team and basically his one season that he's been there, whereas John has been in Baltimore forever and has had one of the best quarterbacks in the league, a very good defense, and hasn't been able to even get to a Super Bowl since whatever the hell year that was, the Ray Lewis year and Joe Flacco. So that's why I would say Jim, to me, is better. Because what would John Harbaugh do with a team that didn't have all that talent? Did Boomer Esiason say they have the best talent in the league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you have the best talent?
Well, if Lamar Jackson didn't get hurt a couple times, they probably go to the Super Bowl when you have Huntley playing the playoff game.
Was one time, though. I think
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lamar was healthy a couple of times
other time Lamar got hurt, they didn't even make the playoffs.
Okay,
right. So he's been healthy.
They've had 12 wins, 13 wins, 10 wins, 11 wins, 14 wins, 10 wins.
They've been the number seed like two or three times, I think.
Where do you have Dan Campbell ranked?
So I think this year will be a really telling year because I want to put Dan Campbell pretty high on the list, but I also don't know how much of it was actually Ben Johnson. So I think this year will be a really big determining year for Dan Campbell. If the Lions have basically no fall off and might even be better because they are just healthier this year, they had so many injuries, especially on defense last year, I think Campbell climbs the ranks pretty quick because it proves that he was in fact the reason and it wasn't just Ben Johnson and his offense.
And look what Jim did with the San Francisco 49ers with Kaepernick at quarterback, got them to a Super Bowl. You know, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, his time was cut short there and he went to college.
You talk about so long ago, though. That was the Super Bowl he lost to his brother.
No, I understand that. I understand that point of it. But what I'm saying is that Jim has shown that he can do more with less.
Yeah, I think in the regular season, John Harbaugh is just a better coach. But come playoff time, you're probably right. John Harbaugh makes a handful of very head-scratching decisions in the playoffs.
Okay. Well, tonight's game, I think it's streaming on the Popular Mechanics digital platform only. Is that it, Shime?
Yeah, that sounds
okay,
right.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Great. I can't wait. We are going to talk with the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, coming up in 15 minutes at 9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.